Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another great hot episode of Schooling with Jen and V. I'm your host, Jen, and this lady to my left is
V Greasy. What's happening, scrollers?
What's up, y'all? We are so happy that y'all are back with us and ready to scroll and roll and do what we do best.
Mm-hmm.
Go through our phones and look at this social media post over and over and over and over again.
We just
okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. We have to toast, though.
Yes,
always start the show off with a good toast.
Cheers.
To the good life. Mm-hmm. And scrolling with Jen and V.
Yeah, baby.
Okay, that's how we do it. Good. Sip, sip.
Oh, Jen, before we get into the show, mm-hmm. baby, you look like a sexy kitten, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Purr.
Meow.
And even in little drinks matching
meow.
Your attire. I know you ain't purring for real. Only Jen. Only Jen will purr for real. You sound just like him, too. Looking good, honey.
You too, honey. We do this together.
Yes.
There's no other way. We do this together. You know
forever.
What I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, we got to bring the sexiness
out.
We
got
to. You know
to.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
That's right.
You be sexy in your bed and scrolling.
Right. That part.
Whether
okay.
it's your gown, your bra,
yeah.
your panties.
All of that.
Your draws,
you can be very sexy.
How you say it? Draws.
Draws. That's right.
Come
draws.
On, now. But I appreciate it, honey.
Of course,
you
darling.
Do too always,
oh, well,
V.
Oh, thank you, Boo.
I think it goes both
ways.
It always goes both ways.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, love, bud.
I'm just saying. Let's be real
we
on the
like
show.
Love
that's what
on
we
each
do.
Other, y'all. We just
yeah.
love
we
on each
real.
Other.
We be real. R-E-E-L.
Right. Okay. That part. I like it. Gee, look at you start off the show strong.
Hello?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. So what we have to start off the show, V, what is our first segment for the scrollers? Deal breakers.
We both said that. Yes, because we all have them. You'd be lying if you say you didn't have deal breakers.
That's true.
Like you're lying. There's always a deal breaker.
Whatever you go
two.
Through, friendship, relationship,
yes.
parentship.
Right.
You know?
All of that.
Clean
yeah.
that room.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't like it. I don't like the room dirt.
Exactly.
You know, parents go through it too.
That's right.
We all do. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay?
Every type of relationship.
So, V?
Yes.
You want to get us started with deal breakers?
Sure thing.
What you got for us?
All right. Damn. Why is this man so picky? Mm-hmm. Like, damn. All right. Mm-hmm. I just use it at Monet _ Ellis. Girl, why is he so picky?
So you mean to tell me you coming home from a long day of work, I done cleaned your whole place, I done cooked you a nice hot meal, and I done set your stuff up for your shower, and you tripping on how did I get your address?
Okay, we're going to play it again one more time. I hope y'all caught this, scrollers. One more time for the scrollers.
So you mean
talk.
To tell me you coming home from a long day of work, I done cleaned your whole place, I done cooked you a nice hot meal, and I done set your stuff up for your shower, and you tripping on how did I get your address?
Fatal attraction, baby. Deal breaker.
Why is he so picky?
Yeah. Why they so picky? Like,
okay.
Why he tripping, sis?
Okay. You want to know how I got the addy?
Don't worry about that. You got everything you need in this house.
Yeah.
A hot cooked
and you
meal.
Wonder how I got your addy?
Your stuff out for your shower.
That's mediocre. That's
yeah, like,
we
why you worry about that?
Need to worry about that.
Dang.
That ain't something you need to be bothered about.
Right, he
okay?
tripping. He tripping,
when I roll
right?
my car around, just know it's real, okay? Just know it's going down.
But see, what he got to do is act like everything normal, because that tells
yeah.
you right there, she ain't normal, right? She's giving stalkerish, fatal attraction. Just say, oh, baby,
yeah.
thank you. I appreciate it.
Sharon
then you
Stone.
Go in the bathroom while you taking your or a shower and call them popos and say, we got a crazy one on the loose. Come and pick her up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 2434 Main Street.
We got Google, ChatGPT.
Yeah.
We got a lot of ways of getting the ad.
Yeah, that's
okay.
true too. Right. But
I mean, and
that's scary.
You, definitely if you're putting your stuff out on social media.
Yeah.
That's not hard either.
Mm-hmm.
So
y'all
know,
better. Ooh.
Well, my friend that know my friend that know my other friend told me about where you lived.
And that's how I got your addy, baby.
Let me tell you, we live in a big world, but it's really small.
Yeah, at the same
it's
time.
Really,
that's
really
true.
Tiny.
That's
I'm
true,
just saying.
Jen.
All right, y'all. Let's keep continuing with the deal breakers.
Okay.
Is it a deal breaker if you subscribe your sister's OnlyFans? Did you understand what I said?
I got it.
Is it a deal breaker if you subscribe yourself
To your
sister's
OnlyFans.
Fans.
Ooh, that is weird. Yeah, that's a little weird for me. Not my own. Like, no, OnlyFans.
You
no.
want to be on your sister's?
No,
OnlyFans.
Mm-mm. Family.
You
want to
see what
limits.
She doing?
Mm-mm. No. I do. No,
I'm like, really? You showing your coochie on OnlyFans?
I want to see.
Wait till I tell mama.
There you go.
All right, TikTok user FBZG posted this. I got to see this.
I purchase all of my sister's OnlyFans content. Am I wrong?
What the hell? Okay, support local business.
You can do the exact turn I did.
Okay.
The turn, I was like, no. Aww.
Let's find out where this goes. As the title says, I purchase all of my sister's OnlyFans content. A paltry $200 to $500 every two-ish weeks.
What?
For obvious reasons, this is a throwaway. Now, let me explain. I am extremely well off. I make in the upper end of the six-figure bracket. My sister, however, has been struggling. She has a young child with another on the way. Her boyfriend tries to provide, but he just doesn't have the income to support them in a meaningful way. Now comes my sister's OnlyFans. She started before the first child and was very vocal about it. I ignored it for the most part because I didn't care. When she found out she was pregnant the first time, I worried about both their financial situation and, frankly, my sister's more than a few crayons short of a Crayola pack.
She's got some colors missing.
I initially offered to help financially, but she has decided that she doesn't want help and can do it on her own. So I decided to enlist the help of a friend, so I don't have to view the content, to use my money to subscribe anonymously and purchase all of the content she produces, thereby providing support and a little extra help without her knowledge. Obviously, I will never reveal I am her largest supporter. I have never seen any of the content aside from a few face pictures to confirm it was her account. I do this solely to help her and to help support my nephew since she refuses all help I offer. Is this wrong? I don't know. Does it feel weird as fuck? Yes. Yes, it does. Do I regret it? Not even slight.
Aw, because I was about to say, just send her the money. You're well off. You're a millionaire, whatever. Just send her the money. But then he says she refuses the money because she wants to financially support herself and her children. Okay, I get it. So he has...
By doing OnlyFans.
Yeah, by doing OnlyFans.
Not getting a job.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Mm-hmm. She doing what she got to do.
You know, OnlyFans, they pay.
Right. Whether feet pics, shaking ass for cash, whatever.
Obviously, the sibling is paying.
Right.
But...
he's the biggest supporter and she doesn't know it. Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah, you don't want to see your family struggling, you know, and you want to make sure their content doing well.
Right.
But I wonder how long they gonna keep
that
secret.
Up, right? She gonna be like, okay, so who is my biggest supporter out there?
And she
like,
don't really think she got fans.
Yeah,
that's the only thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's enabling her because she's not really grasping the OnlyFans like OnlyFans should be.
Yeah,
but I get the concept though.
But she's able
take
to feed
care
her
nephew.
Family. Yeah,
take
like
care
hey,
nephew.
All right then. All right, here we go, y'all. Is it a deal breaker that he doesn't fight for the relationship? Absolutely. IG user, I am Alexis. Girl, he better pew for the relationship. Get in the ring and fight with me if you want this to work.
You dumbass if you leave your girl for stabbing you one time. Like one time and you're done? You don't got no fight in you, motherfucker. No motherfucking fight. One time and you done? You a weak motherfucker. You weak.
And you don't want
I
mean,
so she meant literally when I read the prompt that says fight for the relationship, she meant literally
she like,
fight.
She's like,
like, come on, I stabbed you one time and you
I stabbed you one time and you weak.
You are so weak.
That's probably is weak.
Yeah. Oh my God. But, G, you think so?
I mean, at the end of the day, like, he is weak. Like,
no, Jen.
She's psycho for sure.
Because it's going to be stab one day. The next minute it's going to be
burning or cutting his penis off or something else and putting it back on.
Yes.
Giving it to him like, here.
Right, exactly.
I didn't mean that.
That
was
one stab means,
I was just mad.
Okay, he's okay with it. She's okay with it. That's crazy.
She said, you a weak motherfucker.
You weak, like really one stab?
One
okay,
stab?
You
I
weak.
Didn't think that was going to come out.
Yeah.
Like, that was a surprise.
I did.
But he is weak.
Yeah.
If you allow
funny.
A woman to stab you at any cost.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I see from that your perspective. I see what you said. Like, you weak. Well, maybe he was asleep. He didn't see her coming.
Oh, no,
like, you motherfucker, you didn't call me back.
You cheated in on my dream. Oh, no. But look, y'all. Is it a deal breaker that she bought a snack for later?
Mm-mm. Because I love my snack.
IG Rex attacks.
Oh, wow. What
posted
handle?
This. Let's see.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the man? Get your ass on, get your goddamn ugly ass.
Girl, what? Is that Vaseline she dipped out of? Vaseline.
Y'all, and on that note, we're going to take a break.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, Jean.
I'm going to go get me some Vaseline real quick because I am kind of hungry. Okay. We'll be right back. Scrolling with Jen and V. Don't go nowhere. What we got up next, V?
Oh, boy. Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. We have reached the second part of tonight's show. What we got for the good people, Jen?
Oh boy.
What are you guys up to now?
Let's I love see. It when the men's is doing crazy stuff.
I know.
It's always
so funny.
The men's like doing so. I love it though. I'm like, what are y'all out there doing?
Sometimes it's sexy.
Sometimes
it's crazy.
Off the wall. It's it's off the rip, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to kick us off.
What you got?
How about that, V?
Good? I love it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Boo, go get your own man, girl. Please, okay? TikTok user 7AM The Poet posted this. Let's see what's happening.
We normalize you letting me borrow your husband and not in that way, you freaking weirdos. But like,
the answer is no. Been married for 13 years, and I'm gonna tell you right now, the answer is no. Half the stuff that I do for my wife, I don't even wanna do, but I do it because it's till death do us part. Yeah. Okay, I stood in front of God and a whole bunch of ugly family members that I don't even talk to no more and pledged my life to her. So any other woman outside of that, the answer is no. I will not hang your drapes. I will not make you a deck. I will not help you around your home. No, I will not. Go get your man. Go get your man, sweetheart.
I would not hang
it's
no
real.
Curse.
It's hard to get a man sometimes, though, say 7 a.m. The Poet.
Mm.
Sometimes we need our neighbor's help.
Speak on that.
Okay,
speak
our neighbor's husband. Because I know somebody personally is always calling their friend's husband to come put up light fixtures, fix the deck,
because
they don't have nobody.
Right.
You know, and I was like,
oh, wow.
How would I feel?
Right. You got to put yourself in a position. Yeah.
But then I know it's nothing going on.
Of course not.
Because it's just that tight. Mm-hmm. It ain't really nothing going on. But I'd be still like,
yeah, and you know,
girl,
they ain't got a man.
Stop
but it's
using
like,
mine.
Yeah.
He got a over here, he need a candle.
Okay.
You know?
And my thing is, mix it up. Don't ask my husband. Ask somebody else's husband. Ask your cousin's husband. Why are you always
but
asking
the thing
my
is,
husband?
The one thing is, though, they don't really have family.
Ah, yeah, that's
in
true.
In the city.
Right, that's true.
Their
gotcha.
Family is out of the
out of
city.
Town, yeah.
So they're always calling this
person
to, you know, hey, can he come over here? You mind if he come over here? Or can you tell him I have this I need to get done?
Yeah.
That would kind of have me on the edge too. Like,
And imagine how the husband feel. Like, you always coming to him saying, hey, Sally,
I gotta
need your help again. He'd be like,
I got to do work over here.
Right.
I got to do work over there. I got to come back over here. And then you calling me. I can't even sit down.
He's like, I'm building Noah's Ark. He's like, what
part,
is happening?
That
like, okay,
where the animals?
Right. Y'all just put me to work, huh?
No, I'm just saying.
Sometimes you got to turn them down
like
and say
that,
sorry.
Though.
You got to hire
like
somebody. Yeah, hire somebody, you know. All right, y'all. So more of, oh boy. When I'm hitting it off with the girls, so bro had to show off his talent.
Of course.
Okay, bro,
of course.
Showing off. I just use it at Kika, bro. All right, let's see what kind of talents you showing off, bro.
I got to see this.
I said, do you know the Muffin Man.
Now, bro randomly decides to show his talent. Like, I don't like it. I don't like it. And you can always tell when a man is showing off. Because I'm like, okay, you're doing too much.
It's annoying.
Or when he done said a joke and we laugh, it was funny, but you keep on saying a joke over because you want us to continuously laugh. I'm like, we got it.
We heard
you. We got it. It was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a turn off.
It's a true turn off. Like, don't think the girls don't know what you're doing. We know you showing
it's a turn off.
And yes.
This is your last invite.
Right. Very last one.
This is your last.
Like,
the next time it'll be
don't
one-on-one.
Don't know.
And you say, hey.
The muffin man.
He hit
man.
That deep.
Right.
He hit that deep voice.
They're trying to hit
he
the
say,
loofah.
Mm-mm. His look of disgust.
Like, for real? Like, come on, bro. Chill.
But my thing is, if you know they continue to do that, don't
invite them.
Yeah, don't have them around no more.
Because you know they be doing too much.
All right, y'all. Let's
that
keep it
crazy.
Rolling with...
Oh, boy.
How do you keep your place clean? Simply clean
it's
up.
Easy. Right.
Vacuum dust, you know, do
clean
all that
after
stuff.
After yourself.
IG Sloppy Joey 17, that handle.
Explains that.
Let's see what Sloppy Joey 17 has to say.
Everybody's always like, oh, Joey, how do you keep such a clean house, just the two of you? And I'm like, well, we just both wake up every day, work our asses off, pick things up, and not create a fake profile on Tinder. I find all these Google images of hot chicks. Then I match with my roommate, chat with them a little bit, get them all excited, tell them I'm coming over later. I conveniently get out of bed, tell them I'm going to head over to Taco Bell, have a $5 box. By the time I get home, house is spotless. And then, oh no, Teresa cancels. He's sad, but he's okay. He's a handsome guy. He'll find the right one day. But I pay most of the rent, but that's okay. I love him anyways. Voila. Clean house.
Okay. So basically, V.
Yeah.
He does a fake profile on this, what we're getting.
Yeah.
Producer says he gets a fake profile on Tinder. He calls his roommate to come over,
mm-hmm.
clean up, cancels the date.
Yikes.
He go get him a $5 box from Taco Bell. He cancels the date, and he does this repeatedly.
Yeah. In order to get the roommate to clean up.
Yeah, but why not even just, you know what I'm saying?
This is where conversation
get
and communication.
Get you a maid or.
Why not they communicate with your roommate?
And not only that, I'm not cleaning up after no like that.
Yes.
Just so you can have a nice clean house for
right.
a girl to come over.
Mm-hmm.
And your roommate cleaning up. That is insane.
It's crazy.
It's a
lot. He said he pays most of the rent. Great.
Yeah.
So you need to have a conversation with him and say, dude, since I'm paying most of the rent, at least you can do is keep
clean
the house
up.
Clean.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to make these profiles. Well, he don't tell his friend, his roommate that, but
yeah.
he's making fake profiles on Tinder,
yeah.
setting his roommate up with these Tinder dates. Yeah, then canceling it. Then be like, oh, dude,
they didn't show up. Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry,
that's a
she
lot.
Canceled, dude. All to get the house clean. Well, you could have just simply had a conversation with him and say, start cleaning up. Come
like,
on, that's
yeah.
crazy. Oh, I want a
you
friend.
Nasty.
Like, I want a roommate like that.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
sneaky. That's sneaky.
Yeah, that's sneaky. I don't like that. Mm. I don't like it. All right, y'all.
That's confusing.
It is. That was crazy. He was all over the place with that one.
All right.
Final one, y'all, for old boy. First time duck hunting. This reminds me of the Nintendo's game back in the day when we did the duck hunt.
Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, that was so fun, the Nintendo back in the day.
Oh, yeah,
but anywho.
I used to love that game,
shoot the duck. Yeah, the shoot the duck hunt. So fun. All right, y'all. I should use it at NoloBob4. Let's see what you got for this duck hunting.
I think I need glasses. When he circled above me, I thought it was a mallard.
Nah, Bubba, you need more than glasses. You need a lawyer. You killed the freedom chicken. Boy, you going to the federal penitentiary. Lord have mercy.
He said you killed the freedom chicken.
You killed the... And he did.
He did. Now,
he
is
did.
That a bald eagle?
That looked like
an
eagle.
An
yes,
eagle, yeah.
Right.
A bald Ooh. Eagle?
Oh,
that's
my
bald
God.
Eagle.
You killed an eagle. He's like, now, my boy.
Say that one more time. I like the tone of his
yeah.
voice. He like, man, you messed up.
Now, my boy.
Guys,
you
I
went from
glasses.
The sun sign
when he circled above me, I thought it was a mallard.
Nah, Bubba, you need more than glasses. You need
duck,
a lawyer.
Dude.
You killed the freedom chicken. Boy,
yeah.
you going to
freedom
the federal
chicken.
Penitentiary. Lord have mercy.
Penitentiary.
He said, nah, Bubba.
The federal penitentiary.
He said, thought it was a
yeah.
mallard.
He said, nah. Yeah. Yeah. That's a bald eagle, y'all.
Oh, my God. Sad to say, I would be Bubba.
But you.
I would be the guy because I can't
me
see
too.
Y'all.
Me too.
I would be
I
him.
Like,
I'd be
like,
would
I shoot?
Like,
did
wait
I shoot
a minute.
That?
Ooh, it's not a duck.
And that is federal prison
yeah.
time. Like,
ooh,
you
killing
yeah.
a bird.
That is a snake.
That kind of bird. Right.
Bird.
Ooh.
Come on now.
Wee. That's scary. That's funny.
And he just made that back truck like this. Laid out, y'all. Thinking he duck
like,
hunting.
Calling his family members like, my life is over.
Y'all, come get me.
I can't even drive. I'll be too nervous.
Why are you even locked up? I can tell you when you get here.
Just come now. I'm losing it.
I need a lawyer.
All right. right, y'all. We got to take it to a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all know we got more for you. What we got for JB?
What had happened was,
bring it on back to Scrolling with Jen and B.
Welcome back to Scrolling with Jen and V. And we love that you all are here with us. And we are at our third part of the show.
Yes.
Okay, we're at the end.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the end yet.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Stay, keep it locked. V, stay with us.
What do we have for the last part of the show?
What had happened was... Yeah, mm-hmm. Y'all in these stories, child. Mm-hmm. Be some long, drawn-out mm-hmm. stories, and I'm going to kick us off, Jen. Mm-hmm. All right. When your mama is a narc.
Yes.
When mama
too.
Is the narc, okay?
It can be like that.
TikTok user at Just Slim. Oh, let's see what you got.
Who is my mom's favorite child, you may ask? Her son.
Yeah, but the suit.
In-law, her son-in-law. The other day, I'm sitting at my mom's house, right? We're catching up, we're laughing, good vibes, everything is great. I get a phone call from whom, you might ask, a 6'2", sometimes 6'3" man with no middle name, also known as my husband. I pick up the phone, mind you, my mom didn't know that it was my husband on the phone, right? I pick up and he starts asking me about my day and I'm like, oh my God, it's great, babe. How's your day? We're flirting. I'm giggling. I'm laughing. I'm twirling my leave out as we speak. My mom, not knowing it was my husband on the phone, is in the background giving me a mean side eye because I've said it once and I'll say it again. When it comes to my family with PDA, we simply just don't play. It's not part of our culture. Any hoosers. My mom loses all sense of self-control. Mind you, I'm still on the phone. She's in the background and she starts yelling, who is that? Who is that? Is that Dan? If that's not Dan, I'm telling him. I'm gonna tell him. I'm gonna tell him. My husband is in my ear laughing and I said, hey, I'm gonna call you back later. I hang up. I look at her and say, hey, what is going on here? She looks at me and asks, was that another man on the phone? First and foremost, Miss Thomas, the fact that you think that I would be flirting on the phone with another man willingly is crazy, especially knowing that my husband is the only man I could ever withstand throughout the rest of my life, knowing that the male species, I'm so sorry, y'all be tap dancing on my prefrontal cortex, okay? Numero dos, had I been partaking in the activity of infidelity, you would rat me out like that? After all we've been through? How many reruns of Ricky Lake have we watched together? How many reruns of Meet the Parkers have we sat through together? And you would rat out your own kin? Or what, a 6'2", sometimes 6'3", tatted up man that you've only known for 9 years? That's crazy to me. That man is her favorite child. Wow. At this point, he's not even a son-in-law, that is just her son.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He like, yeah, she just likes,
she him.
Likes him.
And that's a good problem to have,
yeah,
actually.
Especially with in-laws.
Yeah, that's a really good problem to have, mm-hmm. see. So just pipe down a little bit. Mama good.
And
she
your mother-in-law
sure
loves you.
I love
yeah,
my, and I love her.
Like
yes, we have a tight-knit
so,
relationship.
That's
so,
great.
Girl, pipe down. It's all good. She just really loves him,
said,
and she don't want you to be cheating on him.
You've only known for 9 years? Said, how many episodes of Ricky Lake have we sat through together?
Yes.
I love that.
I know, that's funny.
Okay, y'all, let's keep it on with what had happened was.
Mm-hmm.
Is it true that you always end up with a man like your father?
That's what they say.
Mm-hmm. IG user Squish and Co. posted this.
How they say that you're gonna marry your dad? Well, I thought I dodged that f-ing curse. This is my husband, okay? Just a little blonde weirdo, all right? He is nothing like my father. Personality, looks, appearance, interests, nothing.
Nothing.
My dad, to paint a vivid picture, is the embodiment of Mark Twain. Looks just like him. As he ages, he edges more towards a Stanley type character, but for now, envision Mark Twain. And I found out earlier this summer that he's not my biological dad, and I started looking into my bio dad, and I ended up on Ancestry.com, and I found all this stuff, but one of the things that they have on there is old yearbook photos, and I found an old yearbook photo of my father, like my bio father. He looks like this.
Looks like your
husband. And I knew it was the right person because we have the exact same eyes, okay? It, like, Yeah. And I looked a little harder and I realized, I've seen this face before. Mm-hmm. Just, this is what my husband looked like when he was that age. I, for one, am not amused by this development. I did not want to look into their weird, soulless, beautiful blue eyes any longer. I crashed out when I saw that photo. I am not going to lie to you. I fully screamed. It's been several days. I'm still screaming. It's on the inside now, but sure. I want you to know that the inside of my mind is just, I cannot escape. I cannot get out.
I know. That's kind of freaky, but wow. So sometimes that saying is true, applies to different people.
They look very similar.
They look so similar.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
That's frightening.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe some people do marry their fathers.
Yeah, that's true. You know? So have you dated anyone that kind of reminds you of your dad? Mm-mm. No. Okay. See? Mm-hmm. Not yet.
No. That would be freaky to me.
Yeah, I know.
But see, she didn't even know. She went back and looked.
Right.
And that just happened. You know,
yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
In reality, that didn't look like that.
Right.
In mm-hmm. her present state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
I got you.
But
yeah,
for
yeah,
me,
yeah.
You know, when you date somebody, you look at them immediately. I've never had that.
Yeah.
You know, to look back.
Look.
Yeah. And go on Ancestry mm-hmm. or anything like that. But no, I haven't.
Yeah. Okay. Like you said, that would be a little freaky.
Who
like,
knows, though?
That's
still
true.
Got time.
You sure do?
I'm like, yeah, they look
that
like
that. That time
my
is still coming. Right.
Like
and
them.
They act like them and all of that stuff.
Got that
right.
Swag.
See?
All right, so
you too.
We're at the end of our show, y'all. What a great show. We mm-hmm. enjoyed having you all. Follow us on all social media platforms and YouTube. Check
yes.
us out. V and Jen, we'll be out next time, y'all.